The story of the last slave ship to arrive in America could soon become part of a public exhibit. The vessel called the Clotilda sank in the Mobile River 160 years ago. Artifacts from the schooner may be part of an exhibit on slavery. The attraction could also tell the story of the last captives to come to America and the South Alabama community they built. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Guy Busby has more on the planned exhibit, which supporters say could attract 1 million visitors per year.
The Clotilda was towed up the Mobile River to a secluded spot at 12 Mile Island. It was July of 1860. 110 men, women, and children who had spent 2 months chained in the cargo hold were hidden on board. The Clotilda was burned to hide evidence of the smuggling operation, and the ship disappeared for almost 160 years.
So you are running the route they ran. Part of the, you know, this is when they're on the steamboat.
Ben Raines found the Clotilda in 2018. He's a documentary filmmaker and author who spent more than a year searching for the wreck. Raines realized early in the search that the Clotilda's owner had misled people about the ship's location. Timothy Mayer wanted to hide evidence of the illegal smuggling. Raines pieced together clues, however, including one left by the last surviving Clotilda captive almost 70 years later.
Cujo Lewis said when he was interviewed as a 90-year-old man by Zora Neale Hurston for her book Barracoon, he says the ship was burned at 12 Mile Island. Well, now when he was, a captive, just arriving in America, he would have had no idea where he was. But he spent the next 5 years as a slave working on Mayer's steamboat. Zora Neale interviewed him, and he counted off the landings on the river. And this is, he's 86 at this point. You know, this is something that happened when he was 19 years old. He counted off the landings on the river, 21 of them, in perfect order for the way they occur today.
Rain said the Clotilda isn't just an interesting old shipwreck. It's part of world history.
There were 20,000 ships used in the global slave trade. The Clotilda is the only one ever discovered that brought slaves to America. It's also the last ship that ever brought slaves to America. So it's hard to make a more historic and significant wreck related to slavery. You know, this is the end. And the, you know, the last people forced into bondage in America came on that ship.
The Alabama Historical Commission has authority over the Clotilda. The agency announced recently that the state has approved $1 million to preserve the ship. When the Clotilda slaves were freed after the Civil War, many founded a South Alabama community that is still known as Africatown. Ben Raines said that's also part of the story.
You see this swamp around us. Imagine being up here in the dark, you're chained up, you've been in the hold of a ship for 2 months coming across the ocean, and then you're hustled off the ship you arrived on and they light it on fire. Then those people are slaves for 5 years. They get freed. They actually buy land from their former masters and make a town that grew wildly. It was the first and only community in America ruled by African-born slaves. And by 1900, it was the fourth biggest African-American governed town in America.
The Plant Heritage House, boat trips to the Clotilda, and walking tours of the area's African-American history sites could make Mobile a major destination for cultural tourism.
So yeah, I couldn't be more excited.
David Clark is director of Visit Mobile, the city's marketing agency.
I think that, you know, when we look at this story, we'll see that we'll probably have an additional 1 million visitors a year once the assets of Africatown are fully developed. I'm talking 1 million visitors a year. And you're talking about changing people's lives.
Clark says the success of the Equal Justice Initiative in Montgomery shows how telling the story of the country's black heritage can interest the public.
We expect a massive interest in this, and we're already aligning with influencers from all over the world to share this story.
The project is already bringing together agencies and people on a local, state, and national level.
We have had several meetings with Africatown leadership and our city and with civic engagement. The State Department of Tourism, the Alabama Historical Commission, and even, obviously, the Smithsonian's involved.
The museum would not only tell the story of the Clotilda and its survivors, but would have a major impact on the community.
There's a lot of things that have to go on.
Darren Patterson is president of the Clotilda Descendants Association.
We are working feverishly, all the groups in Africatown, making sure that people understand what the story of those 110 enslaved Africans was, and to never forget what they went through.
Patterson says Heritage House and the Clotilda could be a key to the revival of Africatown.
You know, I grew up in Africatown, and it used to be a thriving community, post offices, shops, doctor's offices, stores. It was unreal. And it has the potential to be that again, but only if redevelopment can take place and only if we get the partnerships working together from the city of Mobile, city of Pritchard.
David Clark says another 1 million visitors could bring in $400 million a year, and some of that money will go to the Africatown community.
You know, I know some of the dream of Africatown is certainly having some hotels around there, some lodging, and that certainly would happen when we have that kind of visitorship done for all the right reasons that we want to share, tell the truth about the past, help a very underserved community.
Patterson went with Rains to see the wreck of the Clotilda. The thought of what his ancestors went through on that ship, jammed in a cargo hold for almost 2 months, still angers him.
What I felt when I saw the remains of that ship was utter disgust. And then I was taken up to the island where they were stashed. You know, once they got here and they were about to be discovered, they were offloaded onto a steamboat and taken to another island where they were stashed for a few weeks so they couldn't be found. There were bears and snakes. This is the first place they had clothes after 2 months.
The story of those people is a story that is part of the fabric of America. Again, Ben Rains.
And what an American story. These people who were, you couldn't be any lower than a freed slave, especially one who'd only been in America 5 years, barely, you know, they barely spoke English still at that point, many of them, and yet they survived. And they not only survived, they prospered. They built a town.
And the people of that town and the slave ship that brought their ancestors to South Alabama could soon be telling their story to all who will listen. Gab Busby, APR News in Africatown.